top 10 now and then with Rick Noon.
Prince was always ahead of the times. Think about him using the letter U in place of Y-O-U. Using a picture of an I to replace the letter I. All of this before the days of 140 characters and texting. Prince was an advocate for artists' rights long before the Spotify and Pandora issues that face artists today. He took on politics, religion, and social issues eagerly. He says music has a special place in our lives.
I think we've lost sight of the fact that music, I believe, was put on earth to enlighten and empower us and make us feel closer to our center.
We pay homage to a truly special artist today on the Top 10 Now and Then Countdown. Prince had a sort of a double-sided thing going on constantly in his life. You know, one foot in the sex and seduction side of the room, and the other in the spiritual, mystical side of things. Remember in the early part of his career when no one could figure out who or what he was?
Back then, there was an envelope to push. I just said what I felt. A lot of times I didn't know I was pushing an envelope. I was told that later. In today's time, though, you've got everybody thinking that that's the holy grail to do something explicit.
If all the reports are correct, it seems that Prince was ill in the days leading up to his demise. This is Top 10 Now and Then, and we honor Prince, who it seems for most of his 57 years on Earth, led a healthy life. It wasn't always that way. There were some challenges.
I was born epileptic, and I used to have seizures when I was young. And my mother and father didn't know what to do or how to handle it, but they did the best they could with what little they had. And my mother told me one day I walked into her and said, Mom, I'm not going to be sick anymore. And she said, why? And I said, because an angel told me so. From that point on, I've been having to deal with a lot of things, getting teased a lot in school. And early in my career, I tried to compensate for that by being as flashy as I could and as noisy as I could.
It's been 7 hours, 13 days since you took your love.
Rosie Gaines.
A once-in-a-lifetime artist, Prince is our focus on today's Top 10 Now and Then. And the road he traveled wasn't the smoothest, but as he grew and as his audience grew with him, a bond was built that developed into a lifelong, shall we say, devotion. Remember that guy who saw Prince 66 times? On our part, this love affair was gender neutral. But in the case of the artist, he left that kind of vague, so we never really knew where he stood. Nevertheless, you must admit, Prince's taste in women was spectacular. And while men were a big part of his audience, the women made and will keep the legend of Prince alive.
I think from the beginning, as I was coming into my own persona and understanding of who I was, I never talked down to my audience. And when you don't talk down to your audience, then they can grow with you. And I give them a lot of credit to be able to hang with me this long because I've gone through a lot of changes. But they've allowed me to grow, and thus we can tackle some serious subjects and try to just be better human beings, all of us.
It's the Top 10 Now and Then tribute to Prince.
I've seen some really strange rewrites. One time they said the lyrics to When Doves Cry was, dig if you will the picture of me, Marvin Gaye, and the kids. And then there was another one. This person will go unnamed. She didn't speak the English language too good. She had a really cute daughter, so that's why we was acquaintances. She swore up and down, Little Red Corvette was pay the rent, collect.
Let's take a ride in the Little Red Corvette.
I guess I should know by the way you popped your car sideways. I don't know that.
You know, I'm a musician. I live for playing and creating songs.
And the songs he created led to a family tree that really should be in a national park. It's a Top 10 Now and Then look at the artist who gave us Morris Day and the Time, which led to Jimmy Jam and Terry Lewis writing some of the best music of the past 40 years. He gave us Sheila E., Vanity Six, Apollonia, and Wendy and Lisa. Some other branches of the tree would include Chaka and Celine Dion. Yes, he wrote a song for her. The Bangles, Stevie Nicks, and Sheena Easton, too. Little did Prince know that songs like Darlin' Nikki would help lead to the stickering of albums with a parental advisory warning on it. The music got to the kids anyway.
Well, you know, everything's relative. First of all, racy back when I was quote-unquote racy, as you say, I mean, it's pretty light now. I mean, if you take the words to Darlin' Nikki, which I got into a little bit of hot water about back in 84, if you take those lyrics and read them now, it's a little different than, say, the president of the RIAA reading the lyrics to one of these current hip-hop songs at a congressional hearing. It's a lot different now.
Yes, it's a lot different now, especially without you, Prince. We've got more to come on our tribute to the one and only Purple One, honoring the anniversary of his passing last year. Stay close.
Top 10, now and then.